Sunday and Monday, Parashas Kayach, Shir 31. Reb Chaim Zatzal once gave a very interesting way of viewing donating tzedakah for a building, to put a name on a building. He had a very interesting understanding of the concept. There was a certain yid that was running an institution that Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Zochein Levracha, used to help with. And there was a person that wanted to donate a building to the institution, and he wanted to name it after Rebbetzin Kanievsky, because he felt a lot of hakaras hatayiv to the Rebbetzin. So he asked Reb Chaim, would he allow him to call the building by the name of the Rebbetzin? Would there be a schus in that? And Reb Chaim responded, he gives his rishus, you can call it after the name of the Rebbetzin. But regarding a schus, he said he's not sure if there's any schus to give a name on a building. And he explained, because in Shemayim they know who donated it, so there's no difference if you put your name on it or not. The only reason why a person should put his name on a building or a sefer, etc., is only because it will motivate others to donate also. So therefore, for that reason alone, it might be worthwhile. That was Reb Chaim's understanding of the concept. And it's a very interesting thing if you think about it. Because in today's day and age, it is very in style to put people's names on a building, on a maisid, on something going on. And Reb Chaim taught us that there is no benefit at all to do that. The Rebbeinu Shlalom knows who gave it. Every time a person is involved in a tzedakah, in a chesed, he gets chosen from it. But, says Reb Chaim, there is the motivational aspect of it. And that is something very important that we can learn. When a person does a mitzvah, when a person does something good, and because of his actions, he motivates somebody else to emulate him, that is a schos, says Reb Chaim. And that is something that we should remember. When we do things in a way that we will impact others, we will, be'ezer Hashem, get schosim for that. That is a kiddush shem shemayim. When we demonstrate that ruchnius is important to us, when our actions mirror our importance of Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed, and Tzedakah, etc., that is a schus. If you can motivate somebody else to advance in Avodas Hashem, whether it's by copying what you did, or whether it's by you saying something, motivating somebody, saying a nice word to somebody, giving him positive reinforcement, making him feel good about himself, that he can advance in Avodas Hashem, that is a schus. But just to put a name, says Reb Chaim, means nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you did, and the schus is there regardless if your name is there or not.